The stabilisation process always begins with investigation.
There's always been concerns about the process, and one of the risks associated with that is that at times when we try to investigate what type of materials we're working with and how deep those materials are, when we go out and build these roads, there's something different. Many engineers will scratch their head on site and says, we never anticipated this. In fact, some contractors will tell you sometimes farmers used to bury car bodies in rural roads. And out when you're on site and you all of a sudden experience something different or a pipe across the road. So these unanticipated events will cause problems with the pavement performing.
Alan O'Meara is a plant operator and now a supervisor in deep lift in situ stabilisation. Did he often find instances where the subgrade was not investigated properly?
Oh, definitely. The machines has collapsed, the machines has bogged. You've actually got to pull the machines out if it hasn't been investigated properly, because once you break that surface and you're in the clay area, people don't know it driving on a car, or we don't know it if it hasn't been investigated. Because once you break the 200 and you hit a wet area of clay, yes, you'll get bogged.
Other unexpected incidents also occur during stabilisation because of incomplete investigation or just bad luck.
Last week, I hit a water main. I lost 1 million litres of water every 15 minutes. That went for 4 hours, so I lost 20 million litres of water last week. I'm responsible for it because I did it. I didn't know it was there. Due to the ground search, it wasn't marked out for me, but it still comes down to me. I did it. And I had all my dial before your digs, but that's immaterial. And also the pressure, when it did break, it lifted the road up in the air. It left a hole of 10 metres deep in the road.